stored in its memory.
Now whenever life looks dark and mean, I have myself an espresso. And then I sort of sit back, man, and like dig the scene, maybe have myself another espresso. And you know there's a chick in the coffee shop who's caught my eye, but she never talks to me when I fall by. So I sit there and I cool it and I'm oh so sly, and I have myself another espresso. Now last night I decided to do the thing as I had myself another espresso. And I asked that chick, like, would she care to swing as I had myself another espresso? And she said, baby, like, that's cool with me, but like, man, I can't split till 3:30, so why don't you just sit down and cool it and like wait for me and maybe have yourself another espresso. You know, I never cared much for formal dates. I just sit and have myself an espresso, man, you know. But like, man, if a chick is a groove, then baby, you gotta wait. Maybe have yourself another espresso. Yeah, so like I took off my coat, man, and I hung up my hat. And for the next 5 hours right there I sat. You know, that chick went home with some other cat. So I have myself another espresso. Now the moral of this story I'll tell you, man, is I have myself another espresso. It's always follow the ways of Zen and have yourself another espresso. And whenever life has got you way uptight, why baby, just sit back and groove until everything's right. Cause you know I met another chick that very night, and well, as a matter of fact, I guess we just sat around and had another espresso.
That introduction by the Outsiders from Cleveland, Ohio, of the song Time Won't Let Me is my theme song, and it takes exactly 1 minute to play it right up through the chorus, which I just did. Let's move on from there, though. Here we go. Okay, this is DJ Barrister, and this is Time Won't Let Me, and this is yet another show that I do here on Thursdays at noon on Radio Valencia, the transmission from the mission. We're doing an event tonight. If this is the day that I'm actually doing this thing live, tonight on Thursday, we're doing a thing at the Kilowatt after the screening of the Pavement documentary at the Roxy Theater across the street. And we're raising money to keep this place going. Or you can go to our website and you can click on the PayPal link and make a donation. That would be great. Got to get that out of the way. Got to repeat it a few times during this show. But if you're listening at any other time, you can still make a donation. But we need it now. Okay, so anyway. So here we go again with a bunch of oldies. I don't know why the hell I keep doing this, but you know what it is? These songs are 2 minutes, not 10 minutes long. Or not five, not six, not 7 minutes long. They come at you quick, and they end quickly, and that's what I like. That is part of the theme of our show here at Time Won't Let Me, is to play as much music as I can for you without repeating myself and without talking too much. So anyway, here we go with a bunch of oldies. We're going to play, ready for this? I'd like to forward announce and backwards announce. These are not all the most common. Del Rainey's Umbrellas doing Can Your Hossy Do the Dog? Shirley and Lee doing Let the Good Times Roll. You recognize that one. A song by Brenda Lee you may not be familiar with. The Bobettes, Joey D and the Starlighters, J.J. Jackson and the Jackals. That is all coming at you in the next 7 songs and in the next 20 minutes. So enjoy it. I know I will. I like to play it really loud in the studio and dance around. But here we go. Let's hear some really good tunes starting now.
Track today to see if I can win a little money that away the mess and let me see your papers what you write your name. Now there's one other question that still remains. Can you hossy do the dog? Can you hossy do the dog? There ain't nobody racing here if his horse can't do the dog. I said looky here mister, I've come a long way. He said I don't care, go back the same way. Any horse that runs has gotta feel like a man. If he can't do the dog he can't run with his man. Can you horse it do the dog? Can you horse it do the dog? There ain't nobody racing here if his horse can't do the dog.
Rock me all my life. My sweet, 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 s
I love these oldies. They're so short. I get to play so many of them. I just played 7 songs in a row. It's a lot to digest. I'm going to help you by back announcing all of them and telling you a little bit about each, but not too much. Santo and Johnny behind me doing Magic as the Moonlight. But we started out with Del Rainey's Umbrellas doing Can You Hossie Do the Dog. I think the Cramps did some version of that one. That was originally done by Louis Jordan. After that, we heard Shirley and Lee doing Let the Good Times Roll. I'm sorry, that was originally done by Louis Jordan. My bad. On the Cozumel label, 1956, Shirley Lee. And then speaking of Lee, here comes Brenda Lee. Boy, she's been around quite a bit ever since Christmas. There was an American Masters documentary on her on PBS recently that I watched. And she rocks around the Christmas tree, as we all know. And she's mentioned in Radar Love by Golden Earring. Brenda Lee coming on strong, and she was. So here we go next with the Bobettes doing Mr. Lee. That was in 1957 on the Atlantic label. Originally, that was a song about their teacher, and originally they mentioned that he was the ugliest teacher, and the label made him change the wording to the handsomest sweetie. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that little bit of knowledge. After that was Joey D and the Starlighters doing the Peppermint Twist on Roulette Records. Our old pal Mo Levy over there, hanging people out the window by their ankles. And that was with a live audience, that one. And then after that we heard Los Bravos doing Show Me. And then J.J. Jackson and the Jackals doing Uma Liddy. J.J. famous for his hit, But It's All Right to Have a Good Time. Yeah, it's all right. Okay, and it is all right, and we are having a good time. And here comes 7 more oldies, starting with Mickey and Sylvia. Not their hit, not Love is Strange. I got 2 Mickey and Sylvias today, go figure. Mickey and Sylvia, Joe Jones doing You Talk Too Much. Doris Troy doing one I'm sure you'll recognize. Connie Francis, the Cleftones, the Olympics, Dee Dee Sharp. Who ever would have thunk that this is what I decided I wanted to play for the world on my radio show? But indeed, it is. And here we go with Mickey and Sylvia.
They say life's a bowl of cherries. what I do. Yes, that's what I do. If I didn't have you,
Heart away.
then. Wow, we heard a bunch of really good oldies. I guess this is my oldie show. Every other once in a while, I just like to play these old 45s. So we heard seven of them again. That's the thing about these oldies. You can play a shitload of them. They're short and sweet. We started with Mickey and Sylvia doing What Would I Do? By the way, that's Sylvia Robinson. And Sylvia later started Sugar Hill Records. Incredible woman. Beautiful woman. She had a hit on her own, Sylvia Pillow Talk. You might remember that one. During the disco era of the 70s. Anyway, after that we heard Joe Jones doing You Talk Too Much on Rick Records, 1960. Produced by Sylvia. Can you believe it? Was she ever talented? Oh my God. Doris Troy did Just One Look. That was 1963 on Atlantic Records. Produced by our old pal Artie Rip from Rip Off Music. They were the guys that started Buddha and Kama Sutra Records. Artie Rip, Kama Ripa Music was the name of their publishing company. Can you fucking believe it? Anyway, yeah, that one was covered many times, most notably by Linda Ronstadt. That's probably how I and you might remember it. After that was Connie Francis doing Fallen. That's a Neil Sedaka song. Also covered by Wanda Jackson. That's a great one. God, Connie Francis, way better than I ever thought. I thought she was kind of pretty straight, but she rocks on that one. The Cleftones did Loverboy. That's a doo-wop song on, what was the name of that label? I forget. G Records, G-E-E. It was also released through Roulette, our old pal, Morris Levy. We've talked about him before. Loverboy, hand claps, plenty of them. The Olympics did Baby Hully Gully. That sparked a dance craze. The Hully Gully. We're going to have to do a whole show of songs about the Hully Gully. Apparently back in Liverpool, when they played that, when the Beatles were back in Liverpool, fights would break out in the clubs, and that's the song they would play. Oh, no, I guess it's the other way around. They'd play that song, and people would fight. And after that, we heard Dee Dee Sharp doing Mashed Potato Time. That was on Cameo Parkway, the wonderful label that also had Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell. Okay, I have a public service announcement. I'm going to tell you about it the next break. And then we're going to play seven more songs. Jody Reynolds, Gene McDaniels, Johnny and Joe, Billy Stewart, Harold Dorman, The Butterflies, Dusty Springfield. Here we go with Jody.
She's nowhere around. Traced her footsteps down to the shore. Afraid she's gone forevermore. I looked at the sea and it seemed the same. I took a bit from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. Ran into the sea. That's why my bed has gone from me. I looked at the sea and it seemed to say, I took your bed from you away. I heard a voice crying in the deep. Come join me, baby, in my endless sleep. An endless sleep.
Strength, I'd walk away, I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say: I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore, and I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees, you'd be calling to me, but a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. Of strength, I'd watch you cry, I'd laugh at your tears and tell you goodbye. I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't love you anymore, and I'd walk out that door. You'd be down on your knees, you'd be calling to me, but a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be. I'd walk out the door. You'd be down on your knees. You'd be calling to me. But a tower of a strength is a something I'll never be.
Glowing loud, boy of the mountain, the girl. chance that I'll get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere.
sacrilege. I'm going to fade on Dusty Springfield's cover of Spooky so I can tell you a little bit about what's going on here at Radio Valencia. Just so you know, too, I'm playing all these songs, rapid fire, all these oldies, and I play them like seven or eight at a time. Well, six or seven at a time. And then I back announce them. I try to let everyone know what they are, but actually, if you do go to the website and you do go to the podcast, there will be this show along with 70 others I've done. And every track is listed. There's a complete track listing. And while you're at the website, you might as well click that PayPal link and make a donation, because that's what this is all about this week. This is a fundraising week. It's kind of like Jerry.